Hi folks, this is Tony for aminutetomidnight.com. Please make sure, if you haven't already done so, that you subscribe to us by going to aminutetomidnight.com. Go down the right hand side of the page and enter your email address so you receive notifications of all of our shows and videos and articles. Folks, it's time, if you have any complacency, you've got to get out of it and realize what is going on. There's so many things I could put in this short video, and I'm just not going to be able to cover everything that moves so fast. But what I'm seeing unfolding is extremely alarming, and quite frankly, if we are in the last stages of human history, the book of Revelation is beginning to unfold, and I think it is, then we are heading for probably the darkest days in human history. Perhaps what we are seeing beginning to really unfold now will make the Great Wars and the Great Depression look like just preludes to the main event. And I just want to quickly cover a few things in this video to illustrate what I'm talking about. But first off, I just want to say pray and ask God what you should do to prepare for what's coming, or what's already here in many places. But time is running out. If you haven't done anything to be prepared, you really need to do it now. Around the world, we're increasingly seeing power blackouts, internet blackouts, or internet downs and cyber attacks. And we're also seeing volcanoes and earthquakes. And the weather, of course, is going crazy in many places as well. These are all signs to be expected in the last days. I just want to begin by reading something from leohyman.com, an article titled "Beast System Demanding Your Digital Papers Sweeping the Western World." Media blacks out coverage of warnings from those living the Great Reset nightmare in a growing list of countries, including Israel, Australia, Lithuania, Greece, and Italy. And there's a lot in the article I'm not going to read. It's worth reading the whole thing, though. The little-known facade under which the rising beast system hides is called the Global Great Reset, a transformation of society being supported and promoted by the World Economic Forum, the UN, the Vatican, the Islamic world, the Jewish world, the corporate world, and much of the church world. And while some nations like the US and the UK are moving somewhat slower toward fulfilling the goals of the Global Reset, they are diligently working to collapse what remains of the old system. Others, however, have been released to move more quickly. In just the last few weeks, a beast system has arrived in many nations of the world. Don't let the lack of media coverage here in America fool you. The system that demands the submission of every human being has arrived, and we have some brave souls who are starting to send warnings out to we who live in America and other places where this same system has not yet been fully unveiled. If you depend on the corporate-owned media for your news, you likely will have no clue what is going on right now in Israel, Australia, Germany, Italy, Greece, Lithuania, or even Canada. There's a total news blackout of the impending darkness looming over those countries, even as the same darkness starts to descend on America. Now, I just want to go down and read something. There's a lot on the article before this, but what's at stake in this game of chicken? For the answer to that question, read the first-hand account of what life is like now in the small Eastern European country of Lithuania, which has already implemented the beast system demanded by the global predators pushing the Great Reset. And this is by Globoko Lituva. With no COVID pass, my wife and I are banished from society. We have no income, banned from most shopping, can barely exist, but we will not accept authoritarianism. Here's how life looks like after 1 month in Lithuania under Europe's first strict society-wide COVID pass regime. Number one, my wife and I have been suspended without pay for 4 weeks. We can't return to our jobs. Not sure our employers would let us back. Even if they did, our colleagues despise us, wish on social media for our death. Nothing we can do will ever erase that. We can't work there. Number two, we can't find new jobs in our profession. My wife and I have very different jobs in different fields, but all jobs in both our fields now require the COVID pass. No pass, no job. Number three, we are not allowed to buy food in the local supermarket. We may only shop in small stores with street-facing entrances, which mainly sell food, pharma, glasses, contacts, or farming and pet supplies. In our area, that effectively limits us to one small, expensive convenience store. Number four, the pass has wreaked havoc with the free market. Supermarkets which require the pass report shopper traffic is down 25% in the months since the pass was imposed, but in the small stores where the pass isn't required, it's only up 0.7%. So where have the shoppers gone? Number five, we now buy food in old Soviet-style markets, outdoors in parking lots, products sold on street, tiny tables or from backs of cars. Produce, eggs, cheese, meat, fish, cash only, no pass required. Not as convenient as a supermarket, but it works for now. Life finds a way. I need to make some home repairs, but without a pass, I can't enter the hardware store to buy supplies. I can't call for a repair worker because repairs are banned for non-pass holders, and I have no income now to pay for outside help anyway. So our home stays unrepaired. Number seven, we went to the dentist we've attended for years for an appointment for one of my children but had to leave because I don't have a COVID pass. No other dentist in our area will see us. We've heard of dentists who treat people with no pass but they're far, so no dental care. Number eight, we tried to buy art supplies for our kids from a craft store. No purchase allowed without a pass. We tried to buy educational tools in a toy store but we were barred from entering. Can't buy kitchen supplies. Number nine, we tried to print some papers in a copy shop. The staff refused us service without a pass. Can't enter the library to browse books for our kids and so on. Number 10, our kids outgrew destroyed last winter's clothes. We tried to buy new ones, but with no pass, many stores rejected us. Finally, my pregnant wife, begging and tears in her eyes, a manager at a secondhand store relented, just this once, okay, can't let you people in here. Number 11, the pressure to submit is everywhere and it's overwhelming. Our ability to survive has been destroyed. But no matter the suffering imposed and the hardships we must endure, we will never accept the descent into authoritarianism. There's plenty more in the article as it continues, but you should get the picture. This is what the beast system is looking like, and it's not going to just stay in little countries like Lithuania. It's coming everywhere. That's the intent behind the Great Reset. And it's using the vaccination agenda and the COVID passports as a vehicle, number one, to get us there. Okay, now I want to move over and read a bit of an article at theburningplatform.com. World-renowned psychiatrist, global predators Fauci, Gates and Schwab behind the COVID reign of terror. A world-renowned psychiatrist says an evil cabal of powerful elites including National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease Director Anthony Fauci, tech billionaire Bill Gates and World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab created the COVID pandemic to push the deadly vaccines on an unsuspecting public and usher in a new world order. Dr. Peter Breggin argues in a new book that the US government began its vaccine rollout by enticing people to get the experimental shots using various bribes, then moved on to forcing the injections on unwilling people by threatening their employment, imposing higher health insurance rates, making it more difficult for them to travel, and even denying them health care. Breggin, 85, says, we are in the midst of a worldwide propaganda campaign designed to make people feel helpless, docile, and obedient. He laid out in detail what his extensive research into the pandemic has uncovered during an interview on Dr. Joseph Merkler's podcast last month. According to Breggin, we are being oppressed by evil people who are working towards a worldwide totalitarian regime. Breggin is known as the conscience of psychiatry because of his opposition to shock treatment and lobotomies in the 1970s. His campaign against psychosurgery led to reform in the psychiatric profession, including the abolition of lobotomies and other experimental psychosurgeries. Breggin has written more than a dozen best-selling books on psychiatry and the drug industry. His latest book, COVID-19 and the Global Predators, hit bookstores on September the 30th. Don't get scared, don't get angry, don't get demoralized. They want that. There's a whole school of public health that talks about how to intimidate and engender fear to get people to do what you want. It's called fear appeal, he said. So we have to know that there's a war against us. They have a stealth war against us. So be proud, be an American, be a patriot, stand up for liberty. So folks, really we have a bunch of psychopath, sociopath elites in control, and they don't actually care about any of us. They have no empathy. Now let's just have a look at some more real world examples of what's happening around the world. First off, let's look at Canada. This is from the Justice Centre, Calgary. The Justice Centre today responded to the federal government announcement that unvaccinated Canadians will lose their right to move and travel freely within Canada, their right to leave Canada, and their right to earn a living and participate in society without discrimination. The government is seeking to have 100% of Canadians injected with the experimental mRNA vaccine, which has not been subjected to any long-term testing on humans, states lawyer John Carpe, president of the Justice Centre. With the US-Canada land border closed to non-essential travel, the COVID-19 vaccine travel mandate will effectively prevent unvaccinated people from leaving Canada in any way. In addition to denying unvaccinated Canadians the right to travel by plane or train, the federal government has also announced that federal employees and contractors will lose their jobs unless they participate in the worldwide experiment with new mRNA vaccines. We were recently promised this past summer that life would go back to normal once 70% of Canadians were injected with mRNA. This high vaccination rate has been achieved but has not stopped the spread of the virus. The new mRNA vaccine also provides no guarantee against the Delta variant, continues Mr. Carpe. According to media reports, Prime Minister Trudeau declared that these discriminatory measures against unvaccinated Canadians are needed to keep people safe, including children. Currently, Canada's provincial and federal governments accept two injections as enough to qualify for full vaccination, but this may soon change to requiring three, four, and more injections to maintain one's legal status as fully vaccinated, as has been demonstrated in Israel and the Netherlands. But it's not just foreign countries who are experiencing growing tyranny. My heart is heavy for New Zealand, where I am as well. This is yesterday here in New Zealand. COVID-19 New Zealand, sweeping vaccine mandate for teachers and most healthcare workers. Teachers and healthcare workers who refuse a COVID-19 vaccine will soon be out of a job. The government have introduced a sprawling vaccine mandate that will cover hundreds of thousands of workers in education and healthcare by the end of the year. In the meantime, teachers who are not already vaccinated will be required to undergo weekly COVID-19 tests. COVID-19 Minister Chris Hipkins made the announcement after Cabinet met on Monday. He said most people in both sectors were already vaccinated, but the mandate was required to make sure all were protected. What a load of crap. Sorry for my language. While most people working in these sectors are already fully or partially vaccinated, we can't leave anything to chance and are making it mandatory, Hipkins said. It's not an easy decision, but we need the people who work with vulnerable communities who haven't yet been vaccinated to take this extra step. People have a reasonable expectation that our workforces are taking all reasonable precautions to prevent the spread of disease, and the government agencies have been working with them to ensure they are as protected as possible. And secondary schools will be required to keep a vaccination register for students. The mandate for healthcare workers will cover everyone in high-risk work and health and disability sector. This includes all healthcare workers in sites where vulnerable people are treated, such as hospitals, as well as GPs, pharmacists, community healthcare, nurses, midwives, and paramedics. It will also extend to those in the private healthcare sector, including aged residential care staff, home and community support staff, and other non-governmental healthcare workers. These workers will be required to be fully vaccinated by December 1st after having the first dose by October the 30th. The teacher mandate will cover all teachers and other support staff who would have any contact with children or students. It will also cover early child. There's some really bad grammar mistakes in this article at stuff.co.nz. It will also cover early childhood centre staff and home-based educators. Secondary will be required to maintain a register of their students' vaccination status and require masks for assemblies. The mandate kicks in slightly later. The workers must be fully vaccinated by January 1st, 2022, after having a first dose by November 15th. Boy, oh boy, what a lying bunch of crooks the government here in New Zealand is when they said they would not be bringing in mandates, and mandates is not the New Zealand way, and yet here they go doing exactly that. Another article says job termination and no compensation likely for unvaccinated workers. This was also yesterday. Workers who refuse to take the COVID-19 vaccine will likely have their contracts terminated and not be entitled to any compensation, employment law experts say. On Monday, the government mandated vaccinations for education and most healthcare workers. So, folks, New Zealand is not faring too well either, because it's starting here. Where is it going to end in terms of who is required to be vaccinated? It's all just a lie. And in New Zealand, nobody is dying from COVID-19, let me remind you. In spite of the fact that there's all these alleged cases of the Delta variant, nobody's dying. And yet, they're pushing this through big time here now as well. But it's not just vaccine mandates that are being used in this perfect storm to bring down civilization as we've known it and to usher in the Great Reset and New World Order. It is also supply chain breakdown and hyperinflation beginning. And I just want to briefly look at that now. This is from the Daily Mail. New York City drugstore shelves are left empty at CVS, Duane Reade and Walgreens due to mounting supply chain crisis. Shelves in pharmacies across New York City have been left nearly barren because supplies are not getting through amidst an ongoing global squeeze. Stores such as CVS, Walgreens and Duane Reade are all running very low on goods. Supplies are being held up on cargo ships that are taking up to 4 weeks to dock at US ports. US consumers have already seen prices of everyday items rise in recent months, with economists warning of an extended period of inflation that will push up the cost of living. It looks like the third world, one Manhattan resident complained to the New York Post. Supply chains have lagged far behind consumer demand due to lack of manpower at American ports and the restrictions that came with COVID-19 outbreak early last year. These constraints, which include social distancing and mandatory quarantines, have severely limited the number and ability of port workers to do their jobs. Global infrastructure was not designed to handle goods at such a rate, a logistics expert who asked not to be named told Daily Mail. Supply chains are the artery who feeds our entire ecosystem. The government needs to intervene to stop the crisis immediately or face increased inflation and unemployment and economic breakdown, or face an end to global trade. Here's another article from the Daily Mail. Global food prices hit their highest level in a decade, with US seeing prices of meat, poultry, fish and eggs rocketing by 15.7% in 2 years, as experts warn soaring energy costs could drive them even higher. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization Food Price Index reached a 10-year high last month, reflecting skyrocketing worldwide food prices. Globally, the price of vegetable oil increased by 60% during the past year. US shoppers are also experiencing sticker shock, with the price of bacon up 17% and beef costing meat-eating consumers an extra 12.2%. Experts are attributing the rising costs on rising energy costs and other factors. Worldwide food prices have reached the highest level in a decade, and experts are warning that price spikes of up to 16% in the US could worsen, partly because of soaring energy costs. Basically represents a 32.8% increase from September 2020, which is massive. Prices are skyrocketing in many areas, not just America, of course. but you can see that it's going to likely get much worse. And no doubt you've been noticing the price of petrol going up rather rapidly as well, and all of these factors are contributing to inflation, which I think will end up becoming hyperinflation. Any of you that have followed A Minute to Midnight for any length of time should realise that we've been strong advocates for preparation, not only spiritual preparation, but physical preparation right since the beginning of this podcast. Now, I just want to show you something that's a bit concerning. I still believe that people should be preparing as much as they possibly can at this time to survive, though we can't be prepared for every eventuality. But here's a article from All News Pipeline. Now a shortage of survival foods hit America. Augustin Farms, first company to announce suspension of new orders until at least January 2022 due to supply shortages. A quick reminder that in 2020, when the lockdowns first started causing shortages, survival food companies, those that make freeze-dried foods and powders, all started offering notifications on their websites explaining that due to high volume of orders, there would be massive delays in arrival of any orders made. Those were the ones that continued to accept orders rather than just stop taking orders at all. Jump forward to 2021. As we have been observing and documenting, thanks to our readers' images, the depletion of foods and selections at the stores, we now note, as some have been talking about, the first of the survival food companies, Augustin Farms, has suspended taking website orders. So folks, I just want to finish off this broadcast by encouraging you to do what you can to prepare with whatever means you've got to survive an extended period if necessary, and to try and get out, if possible, out of big cities, built up areas. And it's very difficult because things are ramped up so quickly and it's easy to get in panic and fear mode. I know I have a strong sense of urgency about things at the moment. Personally, I do, and we're not facing an easy situation here, Holly and I either, to be honest. But I feel that it's time to warn people again to actually be proactive, to prepare, to get food and water and whatever else you can as much as possible. And ultimately, though, it's a spiritual preparation we need. We need to somehow press into the Lord Jesus, make sure we're saved first and foremost, we have salvation, and then press into God for support, comfort, our peace and joy and so forth, and not get ourselves into total fear and panic. Just be proactive about the things that we do, but try not to be in fear and panic. And I know that's easier said than done, especially when people are losing their jobs and no compensation for it, and they're being faced with a forceful mandate and being told you should take these experimental jabs or else you're going to lose your livelihood and so on. The pressure's immense on people. But we have to trust God, not governments and not man, ultimately. When you look at where this agenda is being driven from, people like Klaus Schwab, the transhumanist head of the World Economic Forum, and evil people with no empathy at all that are trying to drive us into this great reset where the world will never be free like it was before. That's their goal. So we need to realize that it's looking more and more like this is the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, and that the return of the Lord Jesus will be getting closer by the day. I don't know when it's going to be, but obviously it's getting closer and our eyes need to be focused on Him and looking up and not living in fear. But do what you can to physically prepare at the same time. I hope that's somewhat helpful. I'm sorry it's not a lot of good news in this broadcast. I wish there was a lot of good news I could forecast to you and things, but really what I see is a downward spiral. So it's time we had our focus entirely on God and seeking His guidance as to how to get through the time that's ahead of us. Minute to Midnight's run 100% by donations, and if you want to help us, and that's always greatly appreciated, you can donate at aminutetomidnight.com, and the music used I've written, played and recorded as well, and you can download that for free if you want at aminutetomidnight.com. But don't forget to bookmark us and go put your email address in so you get notified of all of our shows and so forth at aminutetomidnight.com. God bless. That's all for today, and hopefully we'll be back with another video in a few days' time.